GBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The electoral votes that will see Donald Trump taking the oath of office in 2 weeks will be counted before a joint session of Congress today. There's extra security in place because of the violence on Capitol Hill 4 years ago following Donald Trump's 2020 loss. Today, President Biden heads to the site of the New Year's truck ramming on Bourbon Street.
President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden are expected to arrive in New Orleans in the late afternoon today. The White House says there they will grieve with the families and community members impacted by the tragic attack on January 1st and meet with state and local officials. Tonight, the Bidens will attend an interfaith prayer service for peace and healing hosted by the Archdiocese of New Orleans at the city's cathedral. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Nippon Steel and U.S. Steel have filed a federal lawsuit challenging the Biden administration's decision to block their proposed $15 billion deal. The move was the first time a U.S. president blocked a merger between a U.S. and Japanese firm. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.FM. For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. A 24-year-old Wasaki woman died and a 1-year-old child was injured after a car drove into the ditch on U.S. Highway 141 in Stiles Saturday. Oconee County Sheriff's officials say the car left the roadway and rolled multiple times before coming to a rest. The driver died on the scene. The child was taken to a hospital in Green Bay. Gas Buddy recently released its 2025 fuel price outlook, forecasting a third consecutive year of lower gas and diesel prices. Gas Buddy projects that the yearly national average for gasoline in 2025 will decline to $3.22 per gallon, down from $3.33 in 2024 and significantly below the record highs of 2022. This decline represents continued relief for American drivers, but it comes amid emerging uncertainty surrounding geopolitical tensions, political tariffs, and a change in energy policies that add risk to this year's forecast. Diesel prices are also forecast to decline in 2025 with a projected yearly national average of $3.48 a gallon. This reduction will benefit industries dependent on diesel, such as freight and agriculture, offering some respite from recent cost pressures. Incoming District 18 Senator Kristen Alfheim has been named to two Senate committees and one board as she prepares to take office. Senate Democratic leader Dianne Hesselbein announced last week that Alfheim will serve on the Senate Committee for Financial Institutions and Sporting Heritage and the Senate Committee on Insurance, Housing, Rural Issues, and Forestry. She'll also serve on the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority Board. The 2025 Wisconsin legislative session starts today. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.FM.
The Bucks are in Toronto. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks are in Toronto tonight to take on the Raptors. Milwaukee looking to get out of a rut. They've lost four of their last five games. Doc Rivers asked if his message is getting through to his players.
I think you guys think we don't say anything or something. You know, what you think, we're watching film and just it's quiet time? No, I mean, I'm being serious. Like, do you think we're not saying stuff? Like, we say stuff every day. What's not happening is we're getting off the bad starts. We're not moving the ball. We're not playing right. We got to play right. We've done that. We got to get back to doing it.
NFL, for the first time in 6 years, the Bears beat the Packers. It came on a last-second field goal. The final, Chicago 24, Green Bay 22. Next, the Packers play the Eagles in Philly, Sunday at 3:30 in the playoffs.
We don't hang our heads about this. We just use it to learn, use it to go forward. You know, it is just disappointing because, you know, we should have won that game.
That's Packers tight end Tucker Kraft with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a few flurries, windy as well, partly sunny, highs near 25, but those strong north winds will keep the single-digit wind chills around. For tonight, partly cloudy, low of 11, partly sunny, mid-20s for Tuesday, highs near 18 on Wednesday.
It's 24 right now.
Civic Media, Wisconsin's source for real news and great conversation, offers podcasts of all of our daily shows online and on demand. Simply go to civicmedia.us, click on Daily Shows, and choose the podcast that you want to download. Shows are updated daily, or you can save them and listen all at once. Our podcasts are sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. You are an organ donor, right? Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Learn more at heroicdeed.com.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
I drew my brother's name one year, and we went to the mall, and I said, hey, while you're in there, grab me a Christmas card. We're doing the gift exchange later. So he walks upstairs, gets the card, hands it to me. I sign it, Merry Christmas. Love, Pete. And that was my gift to him. And I made him pick out, pay for, and retrieve. He's like, you are the laziest, cheapest. It was absolutely beautiful.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we'll recap the weekend's news, and we bring back Beyond the Cheese. Wisconsin knitwear is featured. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Special thanks to Kim Thiel, Cheeky Donuts. Small business spotlight. You got to stop in their place in Kimberly. I'll tell you what, if those things taste half as good as...
She smells.
Oh, my goodness gracious. It's kinda like, I got to have that pistachio thing, man.
It's kind of like when the guy came in from Al's.
Yeah. Although I just gave her a little cred there because I said, you guys came in smelling like delicious donuts. Brian Johnson just brought me some venison bratwurst.
Okay, see?
Who's not, cool? Not nearly as good.
Yeah,
not nearly
thank
as
you.
Good.
But
the good
thank
thing, he does
you.
Not smell like...
Is this who was here before? Was Cheeky Donuts?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, I was.
Can you still smell it?
I just followed them on Facebook. I was excited to... I didn't know
it was
them. Can you
still smell it here in the eye? It's not me and Jim that
you
smells
smell
so good
that,
here.
Right?
No, I knew
yeah.
that.
You smell like venison bratwurst.
I've been here before, man.
I thought it was that Sasquatch soap or something.
Exactly. Brian Johnson on Broadway joining us.
Yeah. We are listening audience, Oshkosh, Appleton, here in Green Bay. You know, we love all the communities, but what really makes them work is some of the directors of their downtown, of their Discover, of, you know, because that's like the sizzle on the steak. And I mean, you're bringing it here in Green Bay on the Broadway district and probably the catalyst in your neck of the woods. I mean, you got a lot of new businesses that have opened up, but tell us, this public market is getting unbelievable. If that's akin to the Zip and Pippin, that has been in the paper, in the news. Is it going to happen? Is it not going to happen? You know what I mean?
These projects are hard, right? And we've joked and we've talked. I mean, how many people that objected to the Zip and Pippin or the City Deck would stand here today and say, we shouldn't do that?
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is going to be one of those same projects.
Lambeau Field. That was what?
The
Resch
Center.
52-48, the Resch. Those are very close. And then it happens. It's like, yeah, that's awesome. But you're in that phase right now.
We are. We're very close. We're closing on our capital stack here this first quarter. And all the numbers are coming together. You know, we still have a little bit more to raise. Not uncommon in capital campaigns to get things rolling and started as we did. But finish up your fundraising efforts later on. But, you know, our efforts are really focused now more on tenant recruitment. And,
right.
And finalizing the construction plans and getting that rolling.
But, okay, this tenant recruitment, I think, is really, really important because you're going to need that business or some businesses to be different, right? To draw people in. You can't have something that's, you know, out in the suburbs now. You know, I guess you can't tell us who you're working on. But, like, we one time tried to get Williams-Sonoma down here because not only do they have great kitchen appliances, but they also have cooking classes. I mean, that's pretty cool, but... You must be looking at things that are interactive because that's more than a retail store you're building.
Oh, yeah. Look, this is, you know, for years, people are saying we want a grocery store downtown, right? And the market just isn't there yet. I think it will eventually be. This is a nice in between. And so it's not a food court. And I think that's really important to emphasize. Right. This is about bringing in a lot of different types of products, whether it's a fish, a butcher, a baker.
Candlestick maker.
Yep. So you're going to, our goal in this facility, you're going to have prepared food. That's what makes the most successful markets, but it's about striking that right balance. And if you don't have the right tenants, it's a lot harder.
And when we talked about the tenants, it's more than the tenants, though. I don't think people really understand what you're building over there, right? But there's a lot of programming that goes into that, right?
Yeah, I can tell you people don't understand because the first conversation I have with folks is, what is a public market? But you look at these across the country and where they exist, and they are all just so successful in terms of driving the revitalization of those respective areas where they're in. And, the programming, though, to your point, is critical. And that's the piece where we're really working on that right now. We anticipate hosting over 300 events a year in that facility.
That's incredible because we get the Car Museum in here, which is very, very active, and they're closing in on 200, I think. And, yeah, that's just a lot of events to program. You're going to need someone to be more than one person.
Someone's.
Right.
Yeah, a lot of them don't have to be large, complicated events, right? Could be something as simple as a yoga series, but then you get something that might be a hands-on cooking class.
Right.
You do different types. Here's how you do seafood. Here's how you do beef.
Right.
So
it's people exciting. A reason to come down and walk through the door.
Oh, exactly right. Yep.
That is critical that you have that hook. That's what I was kind of asking for. And you can't disclose that, but you say out of all your priorities right now, I mean, you obviously have the site, you got the permits, you got the go ahead from a construction standpoint, the bids are out, you got a little bit of money to raise and you're working on that, but you're really your top priority is tenant recruitment. Is that safe to say?
Yeah. And so Ron Franklin and our team is really taking the lead on that. He's our vice president of operations, and we're having really great conversations. Our first step is really a letter of intent, and we intentionally don't slide those into a lease right away for a few reasons, but one of them is to make sure that we get the right balance. Right. And so you don't want to start signing leases because it's easy to do. And then you get halfway through and you're like, oh, shoot, I wish I would have done this instead of that. So you want to build that critical mass first.
I know a guy that would like a corner unit and just do all products from Michigan. See you, Johnny.
Oh, you're talking about me? God, you know what I was thinking? Who? I want to meet this guy.
He was slow on the uptake. I looked at him right away.
No, he's got this Italian. First of all, it's the, what do we all eat? The things that you had in the cave. The sandwich. The
kudigi.
No, the kudigi.
Pasties.
The pasties. Will they be making pasties to order, or you can take them, frozen. Kudigi, which is like this unbelievably rock toast, but it sells. And that'd be cool to have like what are we going to call that corner? I forgot what I...
Youper Village.
Oh, Youper
Village.
That's what it was. Don't...
Brian just gave me a little word.
He didn't bring out the pen.
We're talking about his $250,000 grant. I don't think it's going towards that corner. Tell us about that corner, Briar. Tell us about that grant. That's cool.
We're very, very grateful to Brown County Board of Supervisors in Troy Streckenbach. They had some ARPA funds that they used for tourism-related projects here throughout Brown County, and we were one of the recipients for $250,000. And, this is federal money. So what's great is it's not local taxpayers that have to fund it, but it's the local taxpayers that will benefit. And now we're excited to say that all entities of government are involved. This is really at its core an economic development project, and so we've been able to approach this a lot differently than normal nonprofits. Where they have to fund the whole thing. Their economic development incentives. This is a tax-paying project, and so that's really exciting because it allows us to do things a little bit differently and more economically.
What do you think are going to be your kind of anchor stores or whatever you want to call it at your place nothing's a guarantee, but okay, this is cool.
Yeah, the anchors are more of your socially oriented types of businesses. So you do want a brewery and a winery.
Okay.
And then you start looking at something like a cheesemaker. Ideally, you'd love to have someone who's making it on site. It's about the experience and being able to see how these products are made and sourced.
Have you ever been up to, I always get the little towns in Door County as a drive up mixed up. I think it's in the town where, I think it's Fish Creek. It's the big cheese place. And you go downstairs, they got like the tunnels, the caves downstairs where they age the cheese and everything. But one of the really popular things is watching the guy make cheese curds. And he's got the big vat, and he's got the whole thing. And people are, like, enthralled watching cheese curds being made.
It's a great experience. And people want to see other food is made. Right?
Exactly.
It's fun. And you think about Pike Place in Seattle. And you can go out there on the street front, look in the window, and watch these big vats of chocolate.
Absolutely.
Stirring them and mixing them. And,
And there's an opportunity to fudge, chocolate, whatever. Same thing. Like, they have a Mackinac. And I think the winery, I mean, that's obviously huge here. But back to this, you know, Nugani market. I just think,
you know, it's funny. I've got a friend that's going up to Nugani, and I asked for a pasty from Red Onion Pasty.
Oh, yeah, you like that place.
When you're devoted to a good type of food, you'll go any place for that type of food.
Right.
If you bring it to the people, they will come and get it.
You will, and that's part of selecting the right tenants, right? Because we are working with some new folks that'll bring something new and interesting to Green Bay, but also some established ones that might sometimes be a little harder to get to.
Right. Yep. So the $250,000 that you received from the county, which is just money that they got from the federal government, and they have the pass-through authority, and they gave $250,000. Where's that going to go? Is that going to bricks and mortar? Is that going to marketing and promotion?
No, it's going to bricks and mortar. I mean, it's an expensive project at the end of the day.
Where are you at with that? I mean, I know that's expensive, and they all go up, but is it 14, 15?
18.
18, okay.
Yeah, a little north of 18. I think by the time we're done, could be closer to 20. But that's
like a million.
Yeah. So that's the importance, you know, of having a strong economic development package around this, because we know this is going to be a catalyst for other development in the area too. But even at that rate, our rent rates are a fourth of what the private sector would have to charge. And that's the value of philanthropy in grant making, because the private sector will need to make money. Right. And we get to do it for the sake of the community, the good of the community. And so we don't have to chase the money the same way that the private sector.
How do you select the tenants?
Well, you know, you want to qualify them, and you want to have the right balance.
Okay.
So we have kind of a tenant profile that we've established to make sure that, you know, we don't end up with five places selling blueberries.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Have people already contacted you?
Oh, yeah. We've received hundreds of inquiries.
Really?
Now, not all folks are ready for it.
Right.
Some of them don't understand. They
kicking
think it's
the
a building
a
where we're going to put tents up. You know, that's not what it is. So.
Well, and you must have some, they must have to be there. Like, this isn't something where someone's going to come in and sell their cheese 2 hours on Saturdays and Sundays. They have to hold certain hours to be part of your organization.
This is a 7-day-a-week operation.
Now, so that's tough in and of itself.
Right. Now, so you're really starting, I mean, a business with a commitment, but we are going to have some of those pop-up opportunities. You think about weekends, we'll have daily vendors that will complement the mix. So it'll be really exciting.
But this cheeky donut could work there. I mean, she makes her own donuts.
There's a reason I followed it.
I'm just saying, that's the kind of business. It's unique, and
it's true.
Family
Absolutely.
Owned, and
it's not a chain.
Good. It's not a chain. And,
yep. Yeah. Yep. I mean, when you think about the type of tenant profile we're looking for, that's it, right? I mean, local folks, something unique, but something in demand.
I love businesses that will do a few things fantastic.
Right.
Versus lots of things, okay.
Yeah,
not too niches are in the. Are, what did they say? Riches are in the niches.
Absolutely.
Right? Yeah.
So, with this, is it all food based? Like, I mean, I'm talking about tea and coffee, or is there clothing there? Tell me, like, the makeup. And I think a lot of us have been to the public market in Milwaukee.
Yeah, predominantly, right? If you go to Milwaukee, the only tenant that's not food based is the one that sells the T-shirts and the branded apparel.
Right.
We want to make space for at least one tenant like that, and the rest will predominantly be focused around food.
All right. We got a lot more to talk about. Brian Johnson on Broadway. You're just like, you just want to grill him, don't you? You got to
grill him,
Brian.
I'm interested.
He's got that look in his eye.
$20
million. I'm just letting him. He's like this dog in the chain.
I think it's great.
All right.
I'm supported. I told you
when
that.
We come back, it's all yours.
Okay.
We shall give the floor to the former mayor of Green Bay, Brian Johnson on Broadway, joining us back after this. Okay. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue.
made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now I know, now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's tugging on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey folks, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. We have all stopped at a convenience store for a necessity or two. A bottle of water, a half a gallon of milk, or a bag of pickle-flavored potato chips. I mean, those are necessities in your house too, right? But there is a cost for that kind of convenience, as much as 54% more. Now, when I was in my early 20s, like some of you, I may have done most of my shopping at the 7-Eleven around the corner from my apartment. And boy, oh boy, I wish I had known that shopping regularly at convenience stores instead of supermarkets meant I was paying a lot more for my groceries. A National Institute of Health survey recently found that milk can cost 11 to 14% more at those stores, apples and bananas 10 to 53% more, and cereal can cost as much as 54% more. So, for your regular food shopping, keep more money in your wallet and head on over to the supermarket. For more tips on saving, text MONEY to 88285. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
All right, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor. We are here talking about a super interesting project in our listening area. It happens to be here in Green Bay, on Broadway. They took a, how many square feet is that?
48,000.
Okay. Vacant. Well, it wasn't vacant, but there was like, what, one tenant in there? And you bought that building, and you renovated that into a public market. And we talked earlier, what is a public market? And I think people maybe down to Milwaukee have seen their public market. But these are all over the United States, and they become a catalyst for neighborhoods and for tourism.
Yeah, you know, and to your point about the size of it, I recently learned this, and even I was shocked. This building will be 48,000 square feet. Milwaukee is 26. So if you just think about the size of that building taking up a very significant portion of a major street near downtown, that really was blighted. I mean, it was full. It had tenants in it, but not very many. And those tenants didn't have many people. So you really want to see activation in a big space like
wow.
that. And this facility that will turn that around.
I worked there. My office was
That's
in
right.
there.
Yeah.
And my I had an office
and we
there
didn't
too.
Have a lot of people coming through.
No.
But it was
no.
a real estate yeah. office. It was a great place for real estate. Yeah, actually, there's a lot of room.
It was a perfect space for the businesses that were there.
Yeah.
You know, but as a downtown, we thought that we could do something that was a little bit more active.
Where did the guy go? I was telling Jim about this. We're talking about barbers the other day or whatever. There was a guy upstairs there who you'd see Packer players walk through all
yeah,
the
yeah,
time.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we kept him. So we actually were able to provide him some grant funding. And we secured some that came through the state. And we got him in the building where Zulu is.
Yeah.
And so he's right up above.
Oh,
the
that's cool.
Floor.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
Our goal from the very beginning was to retain as many of those
right.
those businesses.
Well, he had
could.
A built-in clientele with all the Packers and the different guys.
Yep,
there.
Yep.
There's more of the urban-type cuts or whatever, obviously. And, you know, there aren't a lot of them around.
Yeah.
He was great.
Okay. This project, it's, like I said, it's been in the news a lot. The two priorities are tenants and can complete the fundraising.
Yeah.
And where are you at with both? And then when do you think we're going to be actually in there?
Yeah. So we're closing the capital stack here, as I mentioned before, very shortly. And that basically means you close on your loan and you bring all your sources and together. But we're already doing work, right?
Yeah.
So the demolition has occurred. There's some other things that are happening right now to get us in a good position to kick this thing off into high gear very shortly. And then, you know, it'll be about a 9-month build, and then your tenants from there will still need about a month or two to get their spaces complete. So you're probably looking at the end of this year.
Okay. Well, that's awesome. I mean, sometimes these things take a long time.
Yeah, I mean, we really wanted it for the draft. I mean, that was our goal when we started this. But as you said, these projects are they take a long time.
Well, and the other thing I think the draft is really coming up. I mean, it's here in 4 months. And I don't think people, and until after the Super Bowl, it's going to be like, oh my gosh, in 2 months.
Not even the NFL's thinking about it right now.
They got their focus.
Yeah.
Tell us about other stuff on Broadway. I mean, that is your catalyst project, but you know, you've got other things happening.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff happening. I mean, the rail yard is building out the last of the warehouses. And I know this was a project, Jim, when you were mayor, where Walmart wanted to come in and tear down those old Larson Green warehouses. And now you just see, boy, what a great decision that was. And I mean, not only do you have much more accessible value, but you have vitality down there. You have residential living. The Fort at the rail yard is starting to lease up right now. That's 238 units. I mean, the warehouse buildings themselves are, other than the ones they're building out, are entirely full, other than normal turnover. You've got Merge Urban Development's going to break ground this spring on their housing unit over by the shipyard. So there's a lot going on.
Yeah. And again, that Walmart thing should have been that difficult, but that was, you know, people, I don't know, it's hard to get people to see your vision, and I think you're trying really hard. You still get a lot of pushback, and that's politics.
I think it's kind of cool, though. You have kind of virgin territory to work with. I mean,
right.
A lot of that area was just blighted, as you mentioned before, you know, at times. And I think it's kind of cool. You can recreate. You can bring that whole area back to life of what it probably was. Because when I came to Green Bay in the mid-'80s, that wasn't a place you wanted to hang out. So maybe back to like the 60s or wherever, and it was a really cool place to be.
Yeah, and anybody who's been through those buildings in the rail yard in particular would see just what a wonderful job that team has done.
Yeah.
To preserve those old buildings, but turn them into something that's unique and distinct for this area.
And we talk about preservation versus raising, and it's just so much cheaper to raise a building. It just is. I mean, you're kind of going through that now a little bit. I mean,
and when you say raise, R-A-Z, raise.
Oh, I'm talking about leveling. Oh, no, I meant leveling.
Right.
Leveling is starting over that. The Northland would have been much less expensive had we torn that down and built a new one. And that happens, but it's preserving history is something like those warehouses. We needed to do that. I think it's cool space because they don't build things like that anymore.
Yeah, and Brett Weicker was one of the owners over there. He said something to me one time that just really resonated. And once you tear these down, you never get them back.
No,
you won't. And I think back to some of the old buildings that we have had in our downtown over the years. And boy, the lamenting that I hear sometimes and the wishes that we wouldn't have done maybe what we did in some circumstances and preserve buildings instead.
Like City Hall? To raise that beautiful, beautiful building and build that Soviet-style thing that we're in. I mean,
that does look like something in Romania 1968.
And you know what?
And that's the year I think it was built.
That current building is actually an historic district and is deemed as worthy of preserving. And it's not my favorite architectural style, but apparently for some it is.
Do me a favor? Would you find a place, no disrespect to downtown DePere, which is phenomenal. They're doing nice things.
Oh, I love it.
But can we bring Bosses back to downtown Green Bay? Can we put Bosses in your market?
You know, I
told them I wouldn't ask any tough questions. Okay, John.
No, it's not even tough. I did meet with her, and we tried, and we showed a number of spaces, and unfortunately, none of them quite worked for their needs,
right.
But we did try.
God, I miss them in downtown Green Bay.
Yeah, I do too. They were a great business.
Saturday mornings going there buying Washington Post and a... Yep. All right.
We're going to get you.
What
throw something?
No, I didn't do anything. Can you tell us real quick? We've got 2 minutes. Anything the draft we can look forward to? I know you're working on some things. You told me on the phone, but anything you can share with us?
Yeah, we've got a press conference coming up in a couple of weeks here where we're going to talk about some signature programming. There's, you know, one of the things when we look at programming, we recognize that there are people in our community that can benefit from this event as well. And we'll want to participate. We have folks from out of town that be looking for things to do. But we know that when they're at the draft, they want to be at the draft. So our programming efforts are really focused on the hours that are before and after.
And they're going to pay what they're paying for hotels or for the house. When that draft is going on, they are going to be at that draft.
Yeah. And the NFL wants that too, right? Meaning that they don't want us competing with them and doing things at the same time. And we know that that's just a fool's errand. So we're really focused on trying to create something to do in our community on the bookends.
Yeah. Outstanding. Brian Johnson on Broadway. A lot of stuff on your plate.
We do what we can.
Thank you for the venison bratwurst.
Enjoy.
All right. When I get my big one next year, I'll give you some.
You better hit it first.
Going there, huh, Brian?
I'll stick with the donuts.
Okay, I'm getting a new scope, okay?
Yeah.
All right. We got to start a quick break. Jen Ottinger, Cup of Joy. A lot of great things coming on. Special thanks, Brian Johnson, for being here. Back after this.
Yo! You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. What started as a beauty pageant following World War II has turned into a position as the voice for agriculture in Wisconsin. The next Alice in Dairyland will begin her term in July, and the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is already looking for the next candidate. The 77th Alice in Dairyland, Hallie Henzel, said she's excited to work with the top candidates applying for the position.
Heading into the new year, I'm actually really excited. We are opening applications for the 78th Alice in Dairyland. And so I'm really excited to be seeing who is interested in becoming Alice in Dairyland next year.
The position requires extensive travel throughout the state while promoting Wisconsin's agricultural industry and its impact on the state's economy. Alice in Dairyland is not only about sharing the stories of agriculture, but also inspiring the next generation to continue the legacy. Applications are being accepted now for the position of 78th Alice in Dairyland and must be received by 4:30 January 31st. You can find out more at aliceindairyland.com. State lawmakers are planning to reintroduce proposals to address PFAS contamination, while $125 million remains tied up in the Republican-controlled Joint Finance Committee. The funding has been set aside for over 500 days after Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers vetoed a Republican bill amid concerns that the bill would limit the Department of Natural Resources' ability to require polluters to test and clean their own PFAS contamination. The DNR says it does not intend to go after farmers for unintentional contamination. From local news to what's going on around the state, Civic Media's mission is to bring you real news and great conversation. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. To some people, life is just downtime between superhero movies. Ultra fans of Spider-Man are experiencing that downtime and probably trying to decipher rumors regarding their favorite web-spinning superhero. Andrew Garfield addressed his potential involvement in Spider-Man 4, which is currently in the works. Tom Holland is signed on to the project, but other than that, little else is known. Garfield disappointed his fans and put the kibosh on his potential appearance, telling GQ the only thing that might bring him back one day would be if he had five kids and needed to pay for tuition. Two words for you, Andrew. Community college. Jeremy Allen White is getting high praise for his portrayal of Bruce Springsteen by none other than Bruce Springsteen. The Bear actor plays the boss in the upcoming Bruce-based biopic, Deliver Me From Nowhere. In a recent interview on Sirius XM, Springsteen said not only does he think White is a good actor, but praised his singing as well. Deliver Me From Nowhere will be released sometime in 2025. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a few flurries. Windy as well, partly sunny, highs near 25, but those strong north winds will keep the single-digit wind chills around. For tonight, partly cloudy, low of 11, partly sunny, mid-20s for Tuesday, highs near 18 on Wednesday.
It's 24 right now.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, Talk of Green Bay.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I am live from Madison and welcome singer-songwriter Katie Scullin into the studio. Then Matt Miller and I discuss award season and 2025 upcoming movies. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Great to be back. I got to tell you, I've been married to my wife, Tammy, for 33 consecutive years. Just one head after another. Thank you. And when you've been with a person that long, you learn to trust their instincts. So when she said to me a while back, you need to get diagnosed now. I said, for what? I feel fine. She said, that attention deficit stuff. I know you got it, and it's driving me insane. So I said, why now? She goes, what do you mean, why now? I said, well, if I got attention deficit, I've had it for 60 years. Had it my whole life. It's not a virus. You can't catch it on a toilet seat. It's not like you go to the bathroom in a mall and you come out 2 days later and you go, boy, I'm so distracted. Where did that come from? I don't know. So why you bother about it now? She said, because you keep telling me you'll do things around this house and you don't do them, and it's driving me nuts. That's not attention deficit. That's passive aggressive.
Hey, Chip. If you want to hear that, gentlemen.
Yeah, Jeff Allen, who has been here a number of times, is going to be performing at the Cup.
Cup of Joy.
Yes, on Taylor.
On five. I'm Jan.
Oh, yeah, we're going to get to you, Jan. Jan Ottinger, who everybody knows you in this community because you've been running the Cup of Joy for... What? I think I gave you your 25th anniversary
thing. Yep. It's been quite a long time. Yeah. Saturday, February 1st, he's going to be at the Cup of Joy. And he is, he's national. He's all over.
Really popular.
He's a super popular guy. We're actually going to do two shows, a 4 p.m. So that's kind of a nice summer, a nice winter show for people who don't like to drive after dark, and a 7
p.m. Am I the only one at like 6:45 at night? I feel like it's time for bed. Well, do you know what I mean? This time of year, it's so dark.
It's so dark so early, yes.
He's got to be here by 6:05, so. Never. But hey, the Cup of Joy, let's just talk about more about your venue for those who don't know of it, although I think most people do because you've been around for over 25 years, yep. But... You bring in Christian-based comedy, music.
It's all, like, our performers, our volunteers are pretty much faith-based, but the music spans all different genres. Like, this Friday night, we're doing a New Orleans jazz group.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and so that'll be on Friday night. And we just kind of do a really big mix of things. Last Friday night, we had a magician in that, for all the kids.
Was it Gizmo?
No, it was Daryl Rogers.
Okay.
Yep, and he's super good. And he does a big show when he comes by us because he's got the big stage and stuff. Neat. So
I don't think there's anything more fun than just watching kids watch a magician.
I'm one of those kids, man.
Well, and
I love them.
I think I was just thinking the kids sometimes figure stuff out before the adults. Yes,
Do it again. They're more cynical.
Well, they're more, and they don't think within the box. They don't think about time and space limitations right. as much as adults do.
Right. And the cost of all these, you have different venues. You have a smaller, well, it's not that small, small room, then you have a large.
200, yeah, we have a 200 seat room and a 550 seat room.
Right. Wow. That's
and
awesome.
When you bring these people in and you decide because of tickets and
just how things are going,
how popular they're going to be. Mm-hmm. And if they get into that 500, I was just out there recently for something Jay Zoller did, that tribute, which was awesome. Tell people about how they cost tickets, all that.
So you buy tickets. You can buy a ticket to get a safe seat. You can buy a ticket to just get a general admission where you walk in and choose a seat that's not saved. And the bottom line is you can actually walk in when the doors open and just for a donation.
So it's free.
That's awesome.
You can go to that. It is free.
It is. You're not limited by your income.
Right.
Or how many kids you bring. No.
And to get a safe seat, that place is so safe. That's a weird name.
Saved.
Okay. So.
Saved.
You said safe seat. Well, they're all pretty safe.
Okay. They're safe and
safe. I was starting to wonder, too.
That's pretty good environment out there. And
even
that is.
The ushers are packing in that area.
And you know, the money goes to the performer, and it's not, it's minimal. And I just think what you.
It's such a neat opportunity for people to bring out friends and relatives and just, you know, and really have a great night out that's affordable. The snack bar is affordable. Right. Everything's affordable.
And is there anything worse? Is there anything worse than even when you're like a kid and you're watching a TV show and it gets off color or a little bit
right.
Especially
it's
dirty. Uncomfortable.
It's uncomfortable. Yeah. I used to hate that. You'd be watching like the Mary Tyler Moore Show with your parents on a Saturday night, and all of a sudden they start talking about something, yada, yada. It's uncomfortable.
Yeah. Well,
I don't remember Mary Tyler Moore going off the off the rails, but...
But some of the commercials might have.
Oh, no, what I was going to say is that, you know, going to your place or going to the Cup of Joy, I look at it your place, but it's a community place. You guarantee it's going to be clean.
Yep. It's always clean. It's always family friendly. You can bring the grandkids. You can bring your parents. And you don't have to, like you say, feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And the humor might be snarky and a little sarcastic because that's what humor is.
Sure.
But it won't be off color.
We're at Jan Onniger Cup of Joy. Upcoming shows, including comedian Jeff Allen coming up on February 1st,
and they got
which
another,
is going to be really popular.
This guy is super popular. But then you got another one. Wasn't this guy in Mayberry RFD?
Yes. So this
I met this guy.
This guy.
Well, we have on March 1st, we have another comedian named Joey Aiello. And he works Branson a lot. And so
he's funny.
You came out with some friends for that, Jim.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
who is he on Mayberry RFD?
Well, he does a whole shtick on the Mayberry.
He wasn't in the show.
Andy Griffith thing. No.
Oh, okay.
No, but he does a shtick about it, and it's really funny.
Okay.
Very.
That's what Jim is referring to.
Yes. Got it.
Mm-hmm. ADD.
Mayberry RFD or the Andy Griffith Show?
The Andy Griffith Show.
Okay.
One of the characters.
Because Mayberry RFD was a spinoff.
Okay, he does Otis.
That was with Ken Berry.
Oh, okay.
No,
Ken Berry, who was then in Mama's Place. No relation to the Ken Berry that played for the Chicago White Sox, and I always thought it was.
Me too.
Yeah. Another fun thing that's coming up at the Cup is we're going to do, and you've been to one of these, we're going to do a big ballroom dance.
Yes. Oh, cool.
So in that big room, we take all the chairs out, and we put down a dance floor, and we have an 18-piece big band, and they come and play dance
music.
Wow!
And some people also will help. You instructors that were
yes.
there
uh-huh.
working
we have,
the...
Yes, because in our lower level, we actually have a dance studio right. that teaches ballroom dancing. So she comes up and does lessons for people. So it's really
I
a fun night.
I can see you as a ballroom dancer.
Actually, Jim was a spectator, I have to say.
He's like at the high school, junior high dance.
Stand against the wall.
His wife was there, and they had a wonderful time
watching the
dancers.
We did. We had a good time. That was fun. Hey, The Cup of Joy on Taylor Street, easy parking, easy access. You have something going on there for sure every week.
Every Friday and Saturday.
Every Friday and Saturday.
So over 100 shows a year.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people need to, if they don't go, they need to, as we do New Year's resolutions, to get out there once a month or once a quarter. That is just you go there, it's like, that was awesome. Popcorn's like 50 cents
a dollar,
it's
a dollar.
It's just all very reasonable, like you said, and the nicest people on the planet are out there.
That's true. We got a great volunteer staff. Everybody's a volunteer, including myself, and it's run like that all these years. So we hope that you'll go to the website, and there's little clips right in the website that show you like clips of like Jeff Allen and these different comedians of what you're going to see, and just go there at cupojoy.com and figure it out.
How did this get started? I mean, I know you guys go back quite a few years, but it's at some point somebody had to say, wait a minute, you're trying to do what? And you're not, no. You got to have a bar. You have to serve old fashions. You got to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You guys went totally against the grain. That was a leap of, not to be whatever, but that was a leap of faith.
And on Broadway.
And on Broadway. Right.
Those days in not the best part of Broadway either. So pretty close to where the Public Market's going to be, right? But anyway, that was a long time ago, 25 years ago. That was a very different environment. But I think what happened is people just wanted to have, I think it was mostly musicians who became involved in the beginning. They wanted a place to play music.
Okay.
That wasn't a bar. And you didn't have to stay there till 2 o'clock in the morning playing music. And so, and a place where you could play your own music. And that's kind of was the, for some of the musicians was a bit of the draw. We're also people of faith. So we wanted to be able to weave faith into our music. And it just turned out, I don't think anybody thought it was going to last. It wasn't meant to last. It was meant to be kind of like a music clubhouse in the beginning. And then after a while we thought, this seems like it's going to last. We better we better.
Well,
up
I
our
will
game.
Say this: so we always talk about find a niche. That was an. There was. I mean, I don't ever remember any other
non-alcoholic
place like that.
Yeah, non-alcoholic right. places, and we and that. I think a lot of people really love the idea that they can bring their family out to
right.
live music. Like, where do you go in the wintertime that you can bring the kids to live music that isn't a bar?
Right. Exactly.
So
no bad language. Nobody getting drunk. No whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So we hope that you come and see us and are a part of it. Jim, I'll be watching for you because I know you enjoy some of those comedians.
Why
comedians.
Why won't he ballroom dance?
I don't, because I was up in the stands. Mm. I wasn't even on the floor.
He was in the seats, and then we had quite a few spectators. So people do come and just listen to the band.
The band was, the music was great.
Listen to the band and play those, and watch the.
You didn't see my crutches.
That was the problem.
That's
now
what it
I
was.
Knew what the problem is.
No, but the Cup of Joy is just someplace that I think a lot of people have been there, but a lot of haven't.
Yep, a lot's happened in the last 4 years. So if it's, I have a lot of people that walk through the doors and say, I haven't been here for a long time.
Right.
I haven't been to this building.
Right.
And we've been in this building for 4 years, but it's a totally different experience than maybe when we were down on Broadway, because it's just such a different environment. And we just feel super blessed that we get to do this every weekend.
And I just want to give you a little bit of a shout out on the reason I think you attract such good talent is you really treat them well. I mean, you don't pay them a lot, but you're that dressing room you have with the laundry, with the exercise room, it's that thing's got to be 1,500 square feet.
It is 1,500 square feet, actually. And we really do enjoy treating our artists well.
It's unbelievable what they have there.
Yep, it's just a beautiful facility that we've been able to convert into what we needed.
Yeah. And they love it and they keep coming back and you get great talent. And I'm sure word of mouth is great for the Cup.
I hope so. So put out some good words.
Okay, we'll do that
and once
here.
Again, Jeff Allen, the comedian coming up. Very, very funny guy. Again, it's clean for everybody, but he's still, like you said, snarky.
Oh, yeah, he's got
he's
the snark.
Funny.
That's, I love
website
snark.
One more time, Jan.
What are you asking me to say?
The website. I just wanted to get tickets or to just learn more about you.
CupOJoy.com. CupOJoy.com. Come and see us.
How did you get into this?
Pretty much like everybody else did. Just I loved music. I loved just being a part of it. And I was there early on. And then if you have a little bit of administrative skills, you don't even need a lot. In a nonprofit, they put you in charge.
What's your background?
That's true.
I don't have a big background in administrative things, but I've always, I raised kids and had a couple of different ordinary jobs and wound up doing this.
So this is your passion. This is a passion job.
This is my passion job.
That's awesome.
I have a real job where I manage apartments. I do manage stuff. I manage apartment complexes. But this is my passion job.
But that's what I mean. I mean, Jim's got a passion with the
shelter.
With the shelter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've got a passion with my veterans.
Yep.
Todd's got a passion looking for ghosts.
Oh dear.
He does.
And you've got your passion for doing something. Everybody needs that. And you know, Jim always talked about a side gig to make more money on, but sometimes you don't even need to make the money. Just being able to fulfill that passion.
Purpose. It's purpose.
I mean, I don't want to sound corny, but like when I do an interview with one of my veteran friends and I walk away from there feeling better than if somebody just said, mind, I'm going to give you $500 for speaking at the so-and-so. Would I walk away from that? You talk about self-fulfillment. Again, I'm not trying to sound cheesy and corny, but I'm just being totally honest. That feeling that you get with something like that, that's unmatched as far as something that you'd get a salary for.
And Jan's been getting that for 25 years.
That's awesome.
That's right.
I mean, it really is. And you're very, very well respected. I mean, just government units, the people, the faith-based community, just I think everybody. And I think there were a few people that thought this is going to be short-lived.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
You know, music.
How many years?
On Broadway, what, 20?
It's actually been 30.
Oh, 30. Wow.
35.
Wow.
Yeah, we've done it for 35. We opened in like the end of 89.
That's absolutely incredible. Congratulations on that.
You'll come and see us.
Yes, I will.
We will. We'll come out there.
Got
well,
a
thanks
great
for doing this, Jan.
In.
And this is just great that we have. Yeah, we love this community. And one of the reasons I think we are a great place to live is because of the different opportunities that we have.
That's true.
We're very high on what Tarl's doing at the Tarleton and the Meyer. But to have venues for entertainment, and yours is free, it's just a great opportunity for people, and they need to support that.
And is it literally kind of, I don't want to say pass the hat, but I mean.
It is.
Yeah.
Pass the can.
Yeah.
It is.
It actually is, yes.
Okay. So, you know what I'd hate to be, though? Hmm. Like, oh, my gosh. I got to put some. And you'd be the one guy. Clink, clink.
Well, you have to think ahead.
Yes. I mean, come on. Nothing's free.
I'm just saying. All right. Jen Oniger, Cup of Joy, upcoming shows, including comedian Jeff Allen. That's on February 1st. That will be a walkout, whatever. I don't want to say a sellout, but a walk-in full. That'll be a full house.
Yeah, come on out.
Yes. You don't want to miss that.
CupofJoy.com.
Fantastic. Jen Oniger, thank you so much for being here. Brian Johnson's phenomenal on Broadway. Kim Thiel, Cheeky Donuts. We'll be back to wrap it up. I know the mayor. Back in.
From De Pere to Suamico, 97.9 WGBW.
Here's to a Wisconsin winter you will always remember. To playing outdoors in a winter wonderland. Here's to cozying up around the fire and holding someone close. And to staying downtown, where the food scene makes your heart sing. And to celebrating moments frozen in time. Here's to those who Wisconsin. Plan your winter getaway at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle. Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
Hey, welcome back. Special thanks to Jen Oettinger, Cup of Joy, upcoming shows, including Jeff Allen. That's on February 1st, who's fantastic. You're going to be bringing a whole bunch to that one, huh?
Yep. I like comedians, but I'm going to go to that bluegrass thing, too. I like that music. Remember we had that bluegrass band in here?
Yeah. Well, the one we had last Friday was fantastic.
Yes.
Wow, were they good. I had lots of comments. People like, where are these guys playing?
Right.
They're really good.
So, no, that's going to be fun. Yeah, she does a great job out there. You know, it's fun to get an update from Brian and every community.
Yeah.
I'm going to get Appleton on here again. That whole library, you know, remember they kind of closed that and get your library plan together. Remember when she said they
What? Yeah.
No, it was smart. Go check out the books you need. And, you know, that's going to be coming back online pretty soon, or at Bricks and Mortar, I should say. And, you know, of course, Oshkosh always has stuff going on. So I just think people are interested in what's going on in their community, and that's not covered well enough. And I think if you and I can help with that, that's awesome. So,
absolutely.
Yeah. But anyway, Brian's got his plate full with that public market.
I like that Upper Corner, though. I like that a lot. Thanks for...
I mean, I'm telling you, I think
he
could
work. He didn't give us a resounding.
He did not pull out the pen.
Absolutely, Johnny. What do you need?
Little how many disappointed.
Square footage?
Right.
I was surprised you didn't understand that he was doing this for you, John. This was a gift that Jim was giving you.
I know. That was Merry Christmas. And I know. It backfired.
That's like the first time you've ever advocated about me and doing anything.
Had this thing all set up.
Ever cut. That's
and just yeah, I know it was. Not even a question.
What would your cut be, Jim?
Well, it would be significant, but John, they need to do the build out, right? I don't want to put any money into this thing.
Yeah.
You know, I just went right off the top, and I went off sales, not off profits, because you'll just, I'm paying myself all this and all of these expenses. I want money right off the top. Sell for $10, you know, I get, $2.
Is that protection money?
Call it what you want.
That's what it sounds like to me.
No, I just think that could be a cool thing. I like that whole Uper market, and I think it's unique enough where people, you'll have some support, but unique enough where people will try it, and then if they can like it, right? Like that Kudigi, which I don't.
Kudigi.
That rock toast.
Trinary.
Oh, yep. Trinary. Yes. That could, it could work. And if you make it there, don't you know somebody who makes that stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So.
Yeah. I got the connections.
So it's going to be opening up at the end of the year.
People, quick poll, Todd. Quick text poll. Would you visit Uper Village?
In the public market.
Yes. If I open up my Uper Village, would you, yes or no?
And it sounds like.
Would you visit?
You can also sell some non-food items, which I think is good.
Oh, I want a full, but I want it fully authentic. Actually, you want to know another thing I would sell? Homemade
birdhouses.
No, for Jim, would you get off the birdhouse thing?
Okay.
Of course, I'm going to be selling birdhouses.
that went without saying.
You don't have to even mention anymore.
They can be hanging up above.
Yes.
So they're not
cluttering. Have you ever had homemade antipasto?
What? What do you mean?
Homemade antipasto. It's a UP thing. I've never seen it anywhere else. Where you take homegrown all these vegetables,
right,
and then you put it with this vinegar and oil sauce and let it sit. It's the greatest thing you'll ever taste.
Hmm.
Homemade antipasto.
Right, that, I'm gonna next that could time. Work.
Hey, my friend that's going to Nigani, would you, if Mama Russo's has homemade antipasto, would you bring me a jar, please?
That could work.
It's fantastic. Hey,
is that cherry bounce? Native to your...
No, I think that's a Belgian thing here. Okay. Isn't it? Belgian?
I just think that would be cool, too.
What about grappa?
Grappa! Yes. Okay.
Grandma's grappa.
Grandma's grappa.
We'll have the article, and everybody who buys some gets the article of her prison term.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll be part of our labeling.
Yeah.
Do you have a picture of your grandma?
No, Dom looked. I got a picture of her, but not in prison.
Yeah, but even just her picture on the bottle.
Yeah, that'd be great.
We'll put the bars over her. Yeah.
Wow, absolutely.
I think grandma's grappa, and then you tell grappa. A story. Grappa?
Yeah.
Okay.
It'd be known as grappa.
That could work.
I know.
That, and you got to do that. The reason people are going to line up there is because of the pasties.
Do you need
pasties?
Do you need
I know, I got that list here.
That's a different corner of the market.
I was trying to think about that.
Okay. Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead.
Well, I'm all over this.
Do we have what?
You think I need a license to make grappa and sell it?
Yes.
Okay.
But I don't think, remember that one guy came in and said it wasn't that hard? The guy who makes that stuff in Denmark?
Yeah.
Because I'm like, man, that's been tough to get a manufacturing license for alcohol. He goes, really wasn't tough.
I got to get one.
So.
Now I need a place.
You could be one of the more successful. And I don't know who's all going in there. How many vendors did he say? 24? Did he say that this time? Anyway.
I don't know.
I think you could be a very successful vendor there.
I do. I would love to see the Uper Village in the public market. I have had Finnish toast as I grew up calling it many times. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you. That's a great thing. You get hot chocolate or coffee, and you put a little bit of butter on the Trinary toast, and you dunk it until it gets just to that.
So
it's phenomenal.
We'll have a little bar set up where people can kind of like stand there and meet people and have that.
Over Trinary toast.
Right.
Phenomenal.
The Trinary toast.
Kudigi. Antipasto.
And I think what we'll do is because we're working here, and it's going to be open at this time. We'll get some students to come in, a little taste of retail, a little business plan.
And different ethnic, like we'll have a Finn day sometime. And we have like their fish.
No, her lip. Sorry.
Fish.
I didn't realize my mic was
their open. Fish head soup called makara. We'll have that one time.
I don't know about
Finns.
That. Fish head soup?
Yeah.
We'll look.
Makara. No?
We'll look at that. But I think
have a little
that
sauna,
concept.
Have a little sauna in the back.
I think that concept could work.
I do
could
too.
We could be an anchor. It's
I
like,
agree.
Who's your anchor? Well, and they used to talk about, no. Who's your anchor? Well, that would be the Uper Village.
Absolutely. I like it. Okay. You're scratching me right where I am.
God, I hate that term.
I'm just
let's
saying.
Maybe test market some of this, though, at the draft and just see how our.
Oh, I like
Todd,
it.
I tell you, the draft, this is what we're going to do. I had the guy on my show, and he's going to help us. We're going to, during that week, every 15 minutes or so, we're going to bring in a fan or a guest from the visiting team. So we got 32 teams to come in here over that 4 or 5 day period.
We can't give up on the supper club tour, though.
No, we'll do that at night, man. No, this is during the
morning. Are you talking about guests for the show?
Yep. And it's going to be a breakfast with Minor and the Mayor.
We got to start organizing.
Well, we don't have that kind of money.
Supper club
bagels
tour.
With Minor and the Mayor.
We got to start setting that up.
Water with Minor and the Mayor.
Tap water with Minor.
Okay.
that's why he's
we'll
the
put
producer.
Hanging it. Nobody will know the difference. Hey, thanks for being here. Begging tomorrow morning. Minor Nick. Oh, my God. Minor and the Mayor.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we will preview the inauguration of the Wisconsin State Senate and Wisconsin State Assembly and look forward to what's ahead in 2025. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I drew my brother's name one year, and we went to the mall, and I said, hey, while you're in there, grab me a Christmas card. We're doing the gift exchange later. So he walks upstairs, gets the card, hands it to me. I sign it, Merry Christmas. Love, Pete. And that was my gift to him. And I made him pick out, pay for, and retrieve. He's like, you are the laziest, cheapest. It was absolutely beautiful.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. There is a major snowstorm headed east. Washington, D.C. shut down for the most part today. As much as a foot of snow could fall there. ABC's Rachel Scott with more on what's happening in the nation's capital.
It's a snow day for just about everybody here in Washington, D.C., but not for Congress. By federal law, Congress must come into session today. They are on track and set to count the electoral votes, certifying the election results for President-elect Donald Trump. Presiding over it all will be his own former rival, Vice President Kamala Harris, her constitutional duties.
Today is the four-year anniversary of the January 6th Capitol insurrection and has been declared a national security event. President Biden heads to New Orleans today, site of the deadly New Year's truck ramming that left 14 people killed, a first lady traveling with him. The president moving to block the sale of U.S. steel to Japan's Nippon Steel, and now both companies are suing, saying the move was political. The White House says the move was for security reasons. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa.